And there's lots to discuss in this edition of The Sport. Lots of headlines. We begin first with football. The Club Liberec won the Czech football title on Saturday after drawing 0-0 against Viktoria Plzeň in the final round of the top division. The visiting team and defending champions Plzeň needed a win to clinch the title but failed to convert several chances, hitting the post, for example, in the dying minutes of the match. Both clubs were in contention for the title, but the result means Plzeň finished third in the standings behind Sparta, who led for much of the season, and of course behind league champions Liberec. Sparta Prague beat České Budějovice 3-0 in the final round at the weekend to secure second place. Meanwhile, two Prague clubs, Bohemians 1905 and Viktoria Žižkov, could not escape relegation and will begin next season in the second division. Further abroad in the English Premier League, London club Arsenal beat West Brom 3-2 at the weekend to finish third overall in the standings. The result means the club, which is home to Czech star midfielder and captain of the Czech national squad, Tomáš Rosický, has secured a berth in next year's Champions League. Another London club with famous Czech goalie Petr Cech, Chelsea, finished sixth in the league but could secure the Spurs spot in the Champions League next year if Cech and co. win the upcoming final against Bayern Munich that takes place in Munich on Saturday, May 19th. Petr Cech will have a second chance to try and secure the prestigious club title with Chelsea. In 2008, he came close, but the team lost to Manchester United on penalty kicks. Of course, this weekend saw the Prague International Marathon, and it was Ethiopia's Deressa Chimsa and Agnes Kiprop from Kenya who won on Sunday. The Ethiopian runner covered the distance in 2 hours, 6 minutes and 25 seconds, finishing less than a minute behind the official track record. Agnes Kiprop finished the race with 2 hours, 25 minutes, 40 seconds. The best Czech runner, Jan Kresinger, finished 13th, 4 seconds within the Olympic limit. Of note, retired footballer and former Juventus Turin star Pavel Nedved took part in his first ever marathon. He ran the 42-plus kilometer race in 3 hours, 50 minutes and 2 seconds, reportedly with enough energy to sprint at the finish. Overall, some 9,000 runners took part in this year's event. Turning to hockey, the national hockey team finally showed a bit more spark offensively at the World Championship in ice hockey hosted by Sweden and Finland. Unfortunately, it was only against lowly Italy. They outscored 6-0. In their next match, the Czechs played well but were unable to get on the scoreboard. That was against Russia, and they lost 2-0. The Czechs remain third in the Stockholm group and face Germany on Tuesday. And finally, turning to tennis, and Tomáš Berdych clinched the first set at the Madrid Open final but was unable to secure a second against Roger Federer, who posted an impressive comeback. Berdych, the world number 7, took the first set 3-6, but he lost the last two 7-5, 7-5 against the Swiss. Federer now replaces Rafa Nadal as world number 2. It's the 11th time Federer has beaten Berdych. The win earned him not only the title, but a framed Men in Black suit from actor Will Smith. That's all the sport for today.